Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Yes. What are you doing over there? You paying attention? Come on, we're doing a big show over here.
I think there's a delay right now. I can hear it when we're off here.
Don't you blame it on a delay.
I'm right, you're wrong.
You're sitting there watching YouTube videos, eating chips in your underwear. What are you doing? Dear God.
You know what? You're the delay. That's the problem.
You know what? Your brain is the delay, man. That's the problem. Anyway. Hey, we got to get to it. It is history lesson time.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, February 24th, we're going to go back not terribly far. 1938. The first nylon bristled toothbrush was made. It was the first time also that nylon yarn had been used commercially.
Question.
Yes.
What were they using before?
I'm surprised you don't know. I looked into this. They actually used boar hair. So actual hair from boars.
So it was real coarse, thick hair.
The old pig hair is what it is. Yep.
Yeah, it's a good thing they changed, man. I don't want to be brushing my teeth with boar hair, that's for sure.
I'm really happy that we've come as far as we have in the dental world. Because back in the day, I don't think they didn't care too much. You're just letting your teeth fall out and you know, it didn't matter. Didn't matter.
Yeah, they figured out how important really dental hygiene is, you know, over time.
Well, you know what the real reason why America picked up on its dental hygiene was because of the hygiene habits that soldiers were taught during World War II. So all these soldiers got back and they had this new routine of brushing their teeth, and then it took off with the rest of America. So up till then, we were just like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. I only need one good gnawing tooth, so screw it.
Screw it, man. Can I call something out real quick? Sorry, I wasn't really even paying attention to you. I've just got something that kind of pisses me off.
Go for it, buddy.
Electric toothbrushes are a crock. It's not a thing. Just because it vibrates doesn't clean your teeth anymore. I'm sorry. I don't believe in it. Honestly, I think it's worse. They give you less bristles on the electric. Do you have an electric toothbrush?
Buddy, it's not just vibrating. Like, it goes back and forth or up and down.
Circles around.
Yeah.
You can do that with your hand.
You can, but it's more work. They try and encourage better brushing with that, so you don't get tired.
I don't know. I think it's a crock. How lazy are you that you need your toothbrush to move around?
Did an electric toothbrush sleep with your mom? What's the deal? I don't know what's going on. Why are you so angry?
No, my wife's got one, and it kind of angers me.
She's not using that for her teeth, buddy boy.
Shut up, dude. You don't agree with me on this?
Think about it. Well, here's the thing. I guess I don't really have a stance on this. It's not something that's kept me up at night.
Give me more bristles in my forearm. I can clean my teeth better than you can with your wimpy electric toothbrush. It's got like four bristles.
I guess if you were looking at, you know, energy used per brush made, you're probably better off using an electric one, but I never do it just because I don't want to pay that. I think the prices for most electric toothbrushes are asinine. Yeah, it's insane.
It's ridiculous. Insane. It's already expensive for a regular toothbrush. Yeah. And if you're getting an electric toothbrush to save energy, my God, you just need to stay home and do nothing.
I also don't trust things that are powered that involve water, especially electrical powered with water. I always feel like I'm going to be brushing my teeth and just zapped.
Probably why they have one that doesn't plug into the wall.
I need that toothbrusher 5000. It's you plug it into the wall, crank that baby up. Yeah.
Isn't there another one too? It's like a mouthpiece that you put it in and it just kind of vibrates.
Yeah, they have. So, well, you can do that too. The mouthpiece with like the blue light and it helps like whiten your teeth and stuff. What I do like though is when we wrap up this riveting conversation about toothbrushes, Hunter. The first toothbrush, it was called Dr. West's Miracle Toothbrush, and I don't know why old timey stuff always had miracle in it. Like it's Dr. John's Miracle Tonic or Dr. Parker's Miracle Foot Rub. Everything had miracle in there.
Miracle.
That's how they sold it. They sold it.
Like, miracle if I don't lose my teeth.
You know the only place you see miracle now is on the Home Shopping Network when you got like the Vince guy from the ShamWow commercial. That's the only reason they use miracle in advertising. If it's something that's a scam for sure.
Yeah,
so
if it has miracle in it, I feel like I'd pay separate shipping and handling for a second one.
Yeah, exactly. You call now and they'll double the offer. You just got to pay shipping and handling for Dr. West's Miracle Toothbrush. Anyway, but yeah, before then we had just boar hair in our mouths and it got a little better with the nylon.
That's gross.
All right, Hunter. Well, why don't you go figure out your vendetta against electric toothbrushes, and we're going to take a break.
I'll throw that thing away.
Right there, right in the trash. honey, your teeth are still terrible. Why do you have this electric toothbrush? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. All right, that's what happened on this day in history. Your comedian for today is Aaron Jackson.